Locker room chats continuing here this week as we get set for week four of high school football district play now in full swing. It's now time to talk about the Troy Trojans. And we got head coach Derek Jasper joining us, presented by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, let's talk about the game last week in Valley Heights. Very good squad. They get the win 52-16. Just kind of take us back to that one a little bit. Just a couple overall takeaways and thoughts from that performance last week.
Yeah, started out with a bang. We hit a big pass play on our first possession and made the two-point conversion, got ahead 8-0. And then I wished, I don't know, maybe we should have had some lightning or a power outage or something, because after that it was all Valley Heights. Didn't take them long to answer that score. And then we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit offensively with some penalties, a couple of lost fumbles, a couple bad snaps that we recovered but put us against the chain. So couldn't move the ball offensively to keep up with their scoring, and they were scoring about on every possession. Certainly exposed our run defense. They only had to throw the ball one time all night, and we give up 500 yards rushing on the ground. And so credit to them. Boy, they were prepared. They came in and just they did what they do and what we knew they were going to do too. We just couldn't do anything about it. So kind of a humbling, humiliating, embarrassing loss at home. But, man, Valley Heights is a good football team. I would say they are kind of a contender in their district for sure, and maybe that surprises some people. But the way they look Friday night, they're going to have some good success the rest of the season.
Yeah, Valley Heights, their lone loss so far was 18-16 to Centralia, who you're going to see this week, and another very good opponent. We'll talk about them momentarily. But, you know, it's been a kind of a tough go. You know, you've had some key injuries here early on. The numbers have been a little bit down. At least at this point, what have you learned about some of these younger players who have had to kind of step in and take on important roles?
Well, they're trying. They really are. They're not quite ready for Friday night yet. They're not quite big enough, physical enough to play an opponent like Valley Heights. We're not tackling well, and that's partly our fault because we're not doing enough tackling in practice. But, you know, just don't want to risk injuries. Kind of the same thing I've said every week, but we're going to have to do something a little more this week to get prepared and hopefully work on our tackling a little bit. It's been such a deficit for us. Not good one-on-one tackles, and it was hard for us to get 3, 4, and 5 people to the ball carrier the other night because they were blocking us pretty well. So our young guys are fighting. They went and played a JV game Monday night. Some of those kids, same kids, played on Friday night and were beat up and battered, but got a win Monday night in a JV game. So the more they can play, as long as they stay healthy, the more they can play, the better they're going to be and the better we're going to be in the future.
Well, Troy, it'll be a tough matchup coming up this week. They'll be at home once again, not just a district game, but a TBL matchup. They'll get Centralia. We'll talk about that matchup right after a quick timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Troy Head football coach. That is Derek Jasper, presented by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. After the loss to Valley Heights, they get Centralia, a top team right now in Class 1A. Boy, last year's game was an absolute thriller. It came down to the very last play, but, you know, Centralia was able to hold on to a 20-19 win. Just a quick thought again on last year's matchup, how crazy that game was.
Oh boy, that was a tough loss. Thanks for bringing that back up again. You know, district championship, league title also on the line, and we gave up a score with about 50 seconds left, and then we almost scored, you know, at the buzzer. And just a tough game, too. Really good football teams last year. Kind of the winner of the district certainly had a better advantage in the playoffs too, as we had to end up going to St. Mary's in week 10 because of our seeding. So that was a big win, and you know, for them, and a tough loss for us last year. And really amazing what they do, because you know, back in the summer or whenever I'm thinking about the season, I'm thinking, you know, Centralia, they lost a lot of good players last year. You know, maybe they'll be a little bit down, and well, here they are, ranked number 2 in the state and undefeated, and have already got a great win against Valley Heights, and have rolled a couple other opponents and had a high scoring game for Christ Prep. 3-0 again, and it's just kind of amazing what they do out there, reload and just come back again, and here we are, state contenders again. A really good football team again, and when I thought maybe they'd lost some really good players, but they just seemed to replace them, and they're going to certainly be a very difficult matchup Friday night.
Is anything different with them? I mean, obviously you feel like with the amount of talent and seniors that they lost, you feel, you know, maybe on paper it's not quite the same as what they've been in years past, but then they pick up right where they left off essentially. Nothing different schematically, talent-wise, position, skilled players? I mean, is there anything different that you kind of see with this team for them compared to last year?
No, I mean, maybe they don't have, maybe they're a little down in size. I can't really tell on that. Maybe not quite as big. Certainly still going to be physical in the trenches, and that's been a weakness for us. We're not physical enough in the trenches. I have the Becker kid back, number 14. He's an explosive player. He plays all over. He's great on defense, and of course they've replaced the quarterback, and the quarterback looks good again, and they kind of do that as they build their kids through their JV program, and that's just kind of what they do. So not a lot of weaknesses. Pretty good defensively, and of course explosive offensively, or they can, you know, just go on long drives also with their run game, and we know they're going to do what they do, and my goodness, they see that we give up 500 yards rushing in the previous week. I'd say they're licking their chops, and thinking they're going to put up a big number, and we just need to see some improvement. I just want to compete a little bit better, you know. Let's make it a ball game. Let's try the best we can to keep it as close as we can for as long as we can. And I don't know what the kid's mindset is, but when you get beat like we did Friday night, and you have an opponent coming in that already beat that team, you know, it can't probably be good. But we try to build up their confidence and say, hey, we need to just show improvement here every week. And this is a big district game, a big league game. But I just want to see our kids get better on both sides of the football.
Troy back at home on Friday, taking on a top team in 1A and Centralia, District 4 matchup in 1A, also a TBL matchup as well. Always good when Centralia and Troy take the field together. That's Derek Jasper, Troy Head football coach, joining us. We appreciate it each and every week. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.